your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. Your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. I'm gonna set your place on fire. Let's get higher. Set your place on fire. Let's get higher.
This is a new era. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little late to this week's episode. Massive apologies on my end, ladies and gentlemen. We are not ones to make the same kinds of mistakes over and over, because we all know that after a couple times, a couple thousand times, those mistakes become quote-unquote choices. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is True Speech with the King, yours truly, Gabriel Hernandez, joining you here live. Happy Monday to all. Happy Monday. Fucking hell. It's already another Monday. We are more than halfway through February already. Hope you guys had a real eventful month. Hope you all prospered. Hope you all accomplished things. Hope you all got yourself to places you never would have thought. If not, that's perfectly fine. If not, you know, we can always try again. I mean, obviously, like I said, this year has, in a way, just arrived. There's still much more of the year left. And there's still much more episodes, let alone decades worth of podcast content coming out here. Coming at you live here on this episode. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. As we said, we are coming off of the mighty, the one, the only, the historic 500th episode ever of our show. And am I about to get a fucking cramp in my leg right now? Because I will jump the fuck up right now and scream like a little bitch. Dude, have you guys ever got any cramps anywhere? What's the most embarrassing time you ever had a cramp? I'd have to say during intercourse. Years and years ago. Okay. Not years and years. Not the worst fucking longest time ever ago, ladies and gentlemen. But, dude, getting cramps when you're not trying to get cramps are the worst. Like, I could be a little more appropriate here and say that, like, there was a time where I was in the classroom and just sitting in my seat, and I got up and I was like, dude, I just got fucking cramped. Like, I'm trying to sit still while the fucking teacher's doing his speech or whatever the fuck it is. You know, I tend to fall asleep when people are boring and stuff. So I'm sitting there trying to fidget around and get the fuck out of my seat, but not try to look obvious. But then again, at the same time, I'm getting a fucking cramp in my leg. Man. But as we mentioned just like 5 seconds ago, intercourse, dude, you need to stretch. I mean, I'm not no expert. I'm a dumbass, ladies and gentlemen. And do not take advice from me. I mean, I'm one of those many people that offer their opinions. You know, I like to think I provide detailed thoughts on things. But don't take my word for the answer. I mean, unless you point blank just sit here and you can agree or sympathize or understand where the fuck I'm coming from, right? I mean, yeah, man, if I would get cramps, it would be in my thighs and my back of my legs and stuff. Especially if you're like in that doggy style position, if you're not in an uncomfortable position. If I'm uncomfortable, I think that's what sparks my cramps more than anything. But then again, like people say potassium. Yeah, I mean, I haven't eaten a banana in God knows how long. Is it the same looking at the drinks and stuff and how much potassium's in there? I mean, I'm not one of those motherfuckers that pay attention to total sugars or proteins or calories and all this shit. As long as I'm fucking healthy and I'm putting out my absolute 150% stamina and output to all areas of life, that's all that fucking matters. But here we are nearly 5 minutes into this episode of True Speech. We originally were going to do the show a little bit, like a few days ago, but we ended up not having time. I mean, I was fucking tired, dude, by the time I was going to do it. I found myself getting tired, man, because, you know, those episodes, I don't know if you guys can ever tell, and I don't know if anyone could tell. I don't even know if I fucking hide it that well. But when you're fucking tired, dude, and you're going off topic, and you tend to lose what the fuck you were talking about. Like with episode 500, I feel like I did one of those spots, one of those parts out of place. But I actually recorded originally some of those parts at different times. Because if you start right off where you were before versus just randomly talking about whatever the hell it is once you come back, that's not how it works. Podcasts are not how I work like that. In a way, you're supposed to do it directly through, as we have done for more than probably 95% of the episodes we have. But like we were just saying 5 seconds ago, we're nearly 5+ minutes into this episode of True Speech with the King. Like I said, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, February 26th, if I'm not mistaken. 26th? Holy fuck. Yeah, February 26th, 2024. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming off of the most historic episode in True Speech history because of the fact that it was 500 episodes, because of the fact that we were waiting for that for so long, because of the fact that I've been doing this for a decade. From 18 years old to present day, 27 and a half years motherfucking old. So, like I said, if you like our show, ladies and gentlemen, be sure to subscribe. We are available everywhere you get your shows, your podcasts, primarily, exclusively on Spotify Podcasts. Get your download Spotify Podcasts for free. You don't need premium, guys. There's no premium version of True Speech. Premium is this fucking show no matter what the hell you get. We're not no porno or nothing like that, or OnlyFans type content, but we're premium in all assets, ladies and gentlemen. iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, no matter where it is. If you're an Android user, if you're an Apple user, if you're an Apple TV, if you're an AirPlay user, whatever the fuck it is, whatever the hell it is, ladies and gentlemen, we have it. And we want you to be able to check out all of our content. That can be found in our library. All of the episodes accounted for from the very beginning. Not completely from the very beginning, like from the very first episode. Then again, I wouldn't want you guys to listen to the very first ones, because the first ones were pretty fucking retarded and stuff. That was on our very first start. But starting at this 500 mark, ladies and gentlemen, we're on absolute fire. We are in fuego. So, social media-wise, if you guys fuck with Instagram, we have Instagram, True Speech Pod on Instagram, G_The_King_Official on Instagram. One more time, G_The_King_Official on Instagram, X.com, formerly known as Twitter.com, Twitter.com/GTKingOfficial, as well as Truth Speech Pod on Twitter as well. Share. Stream, like, share, rate, and review for all of our shows, all of our episodes. We genuinely appreciate everyone, each and every one of you guys, are joining in on this, on our glorious journey each and every fucking time that we have a damn good show. I like to think that every single show is a damn good show. I mean, dude, the variety of different topics that we cover and I talk about here is one fucking hell of a way to go about things. Now, I do believe that we did say before we ended last week's episode, we were going to play some fucking Call of Duty Mobile. Can you believe that game takes 30 fucking gigs of memory? Let alone, this is a mobile game. A mobile. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. Anybody that's played Call of Duty Mobile on iOS, and or iPhone, iOS and or Android knows that that's a good ass fucking game. Phenomenal quality. Great quality, dude. Great fucking quality. Very addicting. I played that game for a long time. Hell's for fucking hell's sake. We might join again and do one after this podcast. Have I ever did any live Call of Duty matches while on the podcast? I don't think so. Because, man, oh, man, when I'm getting my ass kicked at times, dude, I'm cussing up a storm, saying every other fucking word, every other fucking racial cuss word slur in the whole fucking book. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. You guys are all little pussies. Just kidding. But anyways, we have more than a stack show for y'all today on this episode. Like I said, be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review. If you haven't told anyone else, or let alone spread the knowledge, spread the word of this interesting, fantastic, adventurous podcast, be sure to let your friends know, let your baby mama know, let your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your trans friends, let all that members of the LGBTQWXRZ community know, let every little fuckface in the world know which podcast you're rocking with, let alone on a Monday. It's Monday, guys. Monday, an opportunity to right the wrongs. Another day in a lot of people's books. A lot of people give different mixed reviews, mixed signals when it comes to Mondays. Some people don't give a fuck. Some people dread it. I'm just looking personally for myself to be better than I was yesterday. And that's the fucking way to go. So, coming up here on Truth Speech. So, speaking of that, yesterday I actually pulled something out of the archives. Meaning, I pulled out an old version of myself. Because, mind you, I told you, like, I work in customer service and stuff, right? So, I'm genuinely always in a chill-ass mood. This is how you'll get me. More times than you won't. I mean, fortunately, throughout my life, I've told a lot of people this. Anyone that personally knows me, I have never really grown up with too many enemies. I never really was around too many people that I didn't like. I never was generally around people that, I mean, obviously, I've been around people that have made me uncomfortable, or groups or things like that. But over time, as maturity has strengthened over the years, I've strengthened my circle. I've learned a lot. I put myself in better situations, obviously, that were in my control. And I've made life what I want it to be. Now, I can't say that I'm anywhere near where I want to be. Does anyone ever 100% in the place that they want to be at? I highly doubt it. And if you are saying that, and if you say yes, I'm going to slap you across your face. The sky is not the limit. We are in the multiverse. We have multiple universes. There's multiple realities. If you want to believe what you believe, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, whatever the fuck it is you want to do, you can. But mind you, there's so many versions of this. So many ways something can happen. Something can occur. AKA go down. It's like, dude, that's one of the hardest parts. Because, say, for example, something bad happens, right? And you're like, fuck, dude, if I hadn't done this, if I hadn't done X, Y, and Z, then this shit wouldn't have not happened. It's like, damn, I don't fucking know why the fuck this happened. I'm not trying to, you know, harp on the past. I'm not anywhere near the kind of guy that likes to harp on the past. I mean, we're all guilty of this, ladies and gentlemen. We all beat ourselves up sometimes. We're all extra hard on ourselves. We are our own worst enemies. This bullshit happens all the time. I critique myself because I feel like in a lot of ways I can be the best version of myself. Regardless of anything. Regardless of what anyone says. Regardless of what happens. And regardless of my choices. You know, my choices in life as a human being. You know, as a man, as a person. You know, I'm willing to sit here forward and admit my wrongs. I don't mind admitting my wrongs. I don't mind admitting when I fuck up on something. That's what separates me from the rest. Because you run into a lot of people that don't admit anything, dude. They're so in denial that it's almost just like fucking sickening, dude. Like, dude, go fucking jump off a bridge, you little bitch. How in the fuck could you ever be this honest with yourself? I know deep down very well inside of you that you don't believe the bullshit you're saying. Right? You run into a lot of those kinds of people in life. I mean, not any single person is the same here. Whether it's on Earth, whether it's anywhere else. No single person is the same. We're all different. We're all unique. We're all custom to our own talents. However, if you look at the world realistically, I mean, especially the United States, I mean, just overall in the world, I guess I can go back to saying the world in general, there's so many people that want to be alike, and so many people that want to be liked. They want to be alike, and they also want to be liked, appreciated, loved, cared about. Now, there's a couple ways you can go about it. If you want to be an immature bitch about it, and you're just going to take on a personality that you have no true interest in, and or you're going to just generally create that change over time, and that slowly becomes who you are. One thing for sure is that we cannot hide from who we truly are. Because in any form, any way whatsoever, that form comes out. You know what I mean? It comes out. It's who we are. It's, you know, obviously we got to own up to everything. If we don't own up, we're living in the most false sense of reality. But ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Truth Speech with the King will be right back after these messages. And as promised, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, quickly before we continue, this show is not for everybody. Especially if you have young kids. I mean, obviously it can be motivational. Obviously we could talk about a lot of different things, ladies and gentlemen. But point blank is, at times, we can be very, very inappropriate here on the show. And obviously, like I said, I'd honestly push for a mature audience and not primarily what I get. The diversion, between men and women is actually pretty damn, you know, neutral. We're neutral here on True Speech with the King. But as we said, we are back. And to continue the second half of True Speech, as promised, as I promised you guys, I know we took a long time to push out episode 500. Dude, I wanted to go shower and all that, dude. Because, oh my fucking gosh, let me just get this off my chest real quick. So, dude, how about fucking ass Starbucks, dude? I went and sat in Starbucks this morning for probably about 6 minutes or so. Because mind you, I'm not driving my electric scooter right now because I'm currently getting it operated on and stuff. So, point blank is, if I have to go somewhere, if I need to do something, more than times than anything, if it's me by myself and no family's around or anything like that, I have to fucking take an Uber or walk. Dude, do you know how long a fucking trip to the corner store takes when I go on a scooter? It takes about probably like 15 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes on average there and back. Not 20 minutes each way you fuckers. 20 minutes altogether. And depending on how traffic is, depending on how safe I'm feeling like. Mind you, I'm always a motherfucker that's safe on the road. I'm not someone that's gonna put anyone else's lives in danger or put, let alone my own self, in danger. That's, you know, absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, on a perfect day, that's what happens. So to and from, but dude, walking, my fat ass gets there probably in about 20 minutes, and then maybe a little longer than that. It feels like it takes so much longer, let alone to go somewhere that simple. Like, literally, if you guys were able to see a trajectory of how far I have to go for the to the corner store, for example, around the corner from my house, it's not that fucking far, man. But so it really makes a substantial difference when you don't have a scooter. Or, I mean, considering the fact that I use that scooter for a while now, so, you know, not having it in commission is something I'm not accustomed to, nor am I used to. But as we said at the top of our, ladies and gentlemen, listener discretion is advised. We still have more coming here on this episode of True Speech. Like I said, strap yourselves in, because we got one hell of a show still continued for you guys here on this episode. I mean, dude, we're at the 500 marks, and now we just keep on going up. We keep on going up. We keep on going up. We keep on going up, and we don't fucking stop for nobody. You hear me? You fucking hear me? We don't stop for anybody, ladies and gentlemen. Can my notes turn sideways? Is it the iPhones don't turn sideways? I thought they did. Well, my phone didn't turn sideways. So, I do believe we have our notes here. Dude, these are legitimate. I literally took the time out of my day. I mean, look at us now. Now we're looking at being more properly structured and stuff. And then we come back, we do episode 500, and here we are on 501 now. And now we're doing our notes all properly and stuff like that, dude. We got to share the show amongst all the best fucking people in the world. I only want the real ones to listen to it. If you're not a real one, if you're not someone I fuck with, if you're not someone that knows me, fuck off. I mean, I'm welcome to having anyone and everyone listen to the show. You know, by all means, everybody is welcome on the Truth Peace platform. Some may not like it, and I will not spend any nights giving a fuck ever. So, up next, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, like, yeah, I've been feeling alive. And what I meant by that, I made a comment, I think, like, last week or so. Like, I feel alive, man. I feel good. Mentally, I feel good. I mean, obviously, everybody and their mothers could improve their physical quality of life. I mean, anyone and everyone could you know, it's always obvious, like, there's no limit to how much fitness you can get in on yourself and stuff like that. So, I mean, obviously, anybody would want to get in the gym or, you know, improve their overall fitness, but that wasn't the point. So, overall, I mean, dude, like, over, like, the last couple weeks, few weeks, probably wasn't feeling the best, man, but, you know, everybody has their time. Everybody feels a certain kind of way. Everybody goes through things. Everybody obviously isn't the same. And as you just said before the commercial break, everyone's so stuck on trying to be alike, or trying to fit in, or trying to, you know, prove a point. I'm trying to do everything but the right thing. Everything but being themselves. Worry about being everyone but themselves. My nutsack itches, dude. Dude, so if mosquitoes land on you, dude, do you get fucking itchy and they bite you instantly? I feel like I didn't have any of my pants. My pants weren't off to where they can get bit. Where I can get bitten there. I might have nothing bitten on my nuts, man. I'm good off of, you know, West Nile virus and all that shit. I don't know what the fuck it's actually called, but I don't know if they have a little bit of everything nowadays. It seems like the government makes all these little diseases and stuff and puts them out on the people. Point blank is my nut sack is itching, baby. So I make the assumption in, like, the last couple weeks, I've been carrying this in my head and my heart and ready to fucking tell anybody any given time. Like, dude, I feel like I am on the wrong side. The most definite wrong side of karma. Now, mind you, we're in a world, obviously, where people are going to be negative. People are going to say things. It may come off unusual. It may come off as a confusion. It may come off as you don't know what the fuck they're even talking about. What'd they say? No. Some people just have no fucking clue. Some people have no fucking idea. Some people are too insecure to put their head in that person's position and or try to imagine their current state, how their life's going, or what's going on, or how it's feeling. Oh, I can only imagine. I know what to imagine. No, you can't fucking imagine. You only know till you know. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to be like any single person. I want to be the version of myself that is somebody that looks to improve each and every single day. No matter what the fuck happens. No matter what the fuck comes my way. No matter what the fuck stands in my way, I will move you the fuck out of my way. And we will get through anything and everything. And we will destroy everything that's designed to destroy us. Destroy the enemy before you destroy yourselves. You know, karma has no fucking filter, dude. I feel like a prime example of karma. Karma's number one menu item. Physically. I mean, obviously there's lots of fucking people in the world. It's not just me or the people around me. There is so many fucking people, dude. You can get away with probably different things in different parts of the country and different parts of cities and everything. But, you know, depending on the person, some people just don't do it right. Meaning, if you're trying to fit in, be yourself. Because mind you, like for me, the more I fucking have to keep trying to fit somewhere that I'm not welcome, there's a problem there. And either I'm welcome and I just don't know how to react, or I'm not welcome and my kind is not right. Tongue twister, my kind is not warranted nor wanted there. We don't knock your kind around here, boy. You got to get the fuck out of here. You guys ever have that happen? Anyone raise your hands? Anyone been kicked out of a bar due to racism? What a hell of a question to ask here on the show. Dude, moving along. So, mind you, we're going to take a serious twist or turn. And it has appeared that my notes were thrown the fuck away. Digitally, meaning my phone lost it. It lost it. So I had some. What did I? I had some. Call, I had my fucking notes written. My updated notes. However, these ones are all right. I mean, when the fuck were they? Where the fuck were they written? Hey, where the fuck is that pen that had the stylus on it? Anybody seen a pen? Anybody seen a fucking pen with a stylus on the end? You can use that to control this fucking phone that I have right here. I don't know, man. It just depends. You know, I'm not somebody that will sit and wait around for something. I gotta get it done. I gotta take care of the task at hand. You gotta detail stuff. Like, this is the final. This is the final thought to summarize and finalize what we were just talking about earlier. Life is going to throw you curveballs. You got to do your best. You got to get the fuck out of the way. Dodgeball, you got to get the fuck out of the way. Any point in time that you're in danger, knowingly like that, you got to get the fuck out of there. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a toxic environment at a workplace. Because no one is going to care if once we die. They only care once something bad's already happened. You know, this world fails to unite together. A good portion of it, man. Now, I'm not speaking for everybody in the whole world. I know just one person. In the United States, obviously, is one. And stuff like that. And you know, every country, we have different countries, different types of people, different races. Dude, there's a large quantity and variety of fucking people here, dude. We could make some serious, amazing things happen if we all work together. I mean, look at the way technology's advanced over the last 10 years, last 15 years. I mean, going back to a couple generations to our grandparents, the fucking box TVs, dude, the anxiety. I mean, it might be a little bit more, you know, fast forward to the future a little bit more, but them goddamn payphones, dude. Oh, my God. I cannot use one of those little faggot-ass things to save my fucking ass life, dude. I can't absolutely do it. But also, we're going to take another quick little curveball. here, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of True Speech with the King. Like I said, my name is Gavin Hernandez. And you are listening to True Speech with the King, exclusively on Spotify podcast. If you're a fan of big Spotify, we're available everywhere you get your shows. If you're not a fan of Spotify, if you use something else, I believe iHeartRadio has it as well. True Speech with the King is available on all masses, ladies and gentlemen. Just wait for my mixtape to come out, you fucking bitches. It's gonna come out sooner rather than later. I'm just kidding. I know I have a mixtape coming out. But, yeah, that shit's crazy. You know, people dream. People want to do things. They want to accomplish things. They have a vision for it. It all depends on how crystal clear your vision is. How realistic you're being with your obstacles. How realistic you're being with the state of mind you're in. How are you doing realistically with the present form of what's going on? You don't want someone to come to you, generally if it's your family member or just your friend or family. You don't want no motherfuckers just coming to you when things are bad, and then boom, you reverse the switch and they're not to be found. What kind of bullshit is that? I'll answer that. The kind of bullshit that we go to on a frequent basis. You know, it happens to the worst of us. And yeah, nice people get ran the fuck over. Good, considerate people live in a bad mental state and mentally discomforted from the world because how many times they've been fucked over and stuff in life. Like, dude, I can't tell you how many times. Dude, I can't even fucking count on one hand. To be fair, we were going to do some magic tricks and some bullshit like that before we started this episode, but that wasn't going to happen. But other than that, man, it's starting to warm up a little bit. And you want to know something funny? I said we're going to take a quick little turn, and we didn't take the quick, massive turn, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a left field stance and approach to this one. Okay, guys, so if you read the tabloids like me, I mean, I'm not up the ass about it. I don't give a fuck what people are doing. I mean, with the little fake ass Inquirer, nah, no thanks, I'm good. So, I mean, I don't, it's probably not about 4 months ago now. It's probably been about four great months. Well, not great, I mean, is it? I'm not saying it directly. Once you know what I'm talking about, you know it's not, I'm not directing it towards myself in that point of view. So, get this, ladies and gentlemen. Get this, okay? No, I'm losing my train of thought. No. What the fuck? That's just crazy. We literally had it on the tip of our tongue. Absolutely. So, in the TMZ world and the world of Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of songs, celebrities, public figures, podcast hosts and former, I think it's like on a television at some point, sometimes, or television producer. I was going to call him Roman Pierce, but that's from Fast and Furious. But so, social media star, I mean, Adam 22, you know, Adam 22, Lena the Plug, you guys watch them. You know, Adam 22 is the guy that's got the fucking tattoos, right? So, I had to remove like two things that were so agitating to remove because I wasn't given the right instructions, which is fucking crazy. But speaking of Adam 22, all right, I promise you guys. So we watched the Lena the Plug porno with Jason Love. Jason Love, I don't know who he is. I mean, obviously know of him because of this recent entanglement. This fuck entanglement. Dude, is it weird to watch porn? It's not normal. It's just strange. Now, I wasn't nowhere near turned on before I watched this. I didn't turn it on and just get all freaky and stuff. No, dude, I was genuinely curious to see it because I was looking at clips and stuff on there and people are leaking it out when that first originally happened. So we watched. It wasn't Adam 22, ladies and gentlemen. Lena the Plug and Jason Love and his massive slang. Dude, he was pounding her pussy fucking crazy. And all these trying all these different positions, literally like at a jungle gym of different fuck positions. It's crazy, dude. I mean, no, I know, obviously, these are social media stars and stuff like that. I mean, Adam 22, podcast host and skateboarder and all that. You know, he's been doing podcasts for forever, and, you know, God knows whoever fucking else comes through that parking lot and stuff. That's why they have all these little dipshit signs. Like, you never know what the fuck's going to happen. With the sign, you don't know what the hell is going to happen just in general. Someone could walk up to you and say you're someone else. You know? And I can only imagine how the porn stars feel. I mean, Adam 22, Linda the Plug, they bone, and there's videos and stuff. I mean, why did I watch it? I watched it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I kind of skimmed through it to kind of see what the fuck it was. Freak, right? He was fucking the shit out of there, dude. His cock was massive, dude. No homo. I wasn't looking at it like that. I'm just saying, like, damn, dude. First off, I wouldn't be able to send my wife to porn school. Second off, I wouldn't want to see my wife get railed, let alone by someone that's not me, of course. Why the fuck would you want that to happen? Can you believe that shit happened? Dude, Adam 22 was trying to act like it wasn't hurting him, but, dude, inside of my head, I was thinking that it hurt him. That shit was crazy, dude.
So what's the point of bringing that up?
Okay, so this has been a topic of conversation for a long time. Is porn healthy for couples? I've been around people that have diverse opinions and divided opinions. So people are like, "Oh, I don't watch porn at all. It's disrespectful. It's freaky. It's weird and all this." And then they go and watch it, you know, secretly at home. Dude, there's every fucking type of porn you could probably imagine, dude. If you're a little faggot and you like Fortnite, Powerpuff Girls are my favorite Teen Titans. Just kidding. Porn, dude, Latinas, big black clocks. Just kidding. I like watching the big girls, the big Latinas get fucked, man. Because, dude, it's like, for me, I like bigger chicks because everything's bigger. Do you like a regular size burger or a double cheeseburger when you go to McDonald's and that fat ass McFlurry on the side? I actually would have to say that I have a huge category of favorites. Mind you, I am in a relationship. Mind you, I am with someone, but I'm just saying overall, like, we have a right to express our opinions. We have a right to, you know, Julie won't get mad. It'll be completely A-okay here, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like we're jumping through the screen and, "Oh, I'm that kind of person. Why don't you come be with me? How about fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck every one of you." I don't know, man. I've gravitated towards Latinas my whole life. My whole life meaning, like, since I started looking at girls and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not obsessed with them like that, dude. I'm just a huge fan. I'm a fan of women. I'm a fan of women's tactics and just the discipline that a lot of women have. I mean, obviously, like I said, we're in a world full of men and women and so many different diverse people and different cultures and different types of fucking things, different time zones and everything, anything and everything, and everything and their mother in the kitchen sink. But no single person is, no, not single as in like without a relationship, but no individual person is the same. I mean, there's some people that damn well act dead ass alike. Some kids and people, sisters, brothers, mothers, cousins, sisters, whatever, look dead ass like there's some significant other or their siblings. I mean, I'd like to think that. I mean, I'd personally rather look like some of my siblings and stuff, but I guess it just doesn't turn out the way people plan sometimes. It just depends on what they have that's fucking available. You know what I mean? That's what, kind of what the spinning is on there. But, what else we got here on this episode of True Speech? This is kind of surprising. I did not know I was going to get and jump on the podcast air for this episode. Dude, we were talking about it for a while, dude. When you timestamp that shit on Twitter and screenshot it and shit like that, you gotta fucking get your lazy fucking whore slut ass up and get to work. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm lazy or nothing like that. I'm not calling anyone else lazy. No, that's one of the worst damn things you could ever call someone, especially if you know their work ethic and how hard they work. There's no point. You can't drown people that help you. I mean, you should never abandon anybody around you that helped you get to the dance. Like, because if you do stupid shit like that, inconsiderate things, you'll be the bitch that's alone. Everything happens for a fucking reason. I don't think anybody should worry. I mean, obviously, like I said, obviously worry about your life and worry about the normal necessities and normal 9-to-5 things here and there, but as in worrying about unnecessary bullshit for things like we can't control and good, the good things that we do have technology for and whatnot, and whether it's a flat tire or something like that, or something happened with my scooter, or something happened with mom's spaghetti, Donald, Dick, and Duffel, and their mother, everyone and their fucking mothers. I was trying to come up with some fucking weird names. Miserable fail. We got to cut that last part out. People will miserably fail, and they'll look even fucking stupider, even though they try to, you know, look stupid or, you know, assume or act like we didn't recognize or acknowledge what it is that they wanted. You know, different approaches. People have different ways of, you know, describing and breaking down things. Some people have no detail at all. Some people make me not even want to listen or hear ever again. Is that harsh to say that? Some people make me want to kill myself. Some people's ugly little faces, and some people want to jump off a bridge. Can you believe that? I'm just joking. Don't be concerned for me. We're perfectly fine here. We are perfectly fine here. This 501 episodes, dude. We're working on the 500 fucking mark when it comes to that. Do you guys see my Hot Cheetos polyester and a cotton sweater? This thing makes me feel like I have no fucking shirt on, bro. Yeah, butt-ass naked in the fucking bed. I'm just kidding. No. It needs to be spliced. Now, mind you. No. I mean, he's going to sit down, but on a chair that's unstable, because it's a chair that I usually sometimes will use in my room, and sometimes it gets unstable. It just depends on the primary condition of the person. You can hear everything with that. So it seems like we are in a new era, a new future. Something, dude, you can have conversations with people when you're on a podcast. Dude, whatever. We've learned anything about the podcast, dude, the background sounds are the worst. Oh my God, when something fucking shitty, you just don't want to fucking hear it. Anybody ever go through that? Or your friend or your mother play some gay ass music in your car while you're going on the way to wherever you're going? I mean, you know, whatever keeps them sane is the most beautiful part. But ladies and gentlemen, what else we got here on this glorious episode? Dude, we came back and we laid the hammer down here on this episode. I mean, we put two parts together. I mean, like, mind you, we were going to release and add the a pre-recorded segment of this portion of this episode for the show originally. But I said, fucking never mind, man. This is everything we need. Sometimes we're looking for stuff where we're spending all this money and all this time, all this efforts working for shit that does matter. Human life, human development. I mean, whether or not someone doesn't like their job, I mean, you really are legitimately helping people get home and, you know, do whatever. Whatever money they want, whatever money they, wherever they put their money, or they decide to put their money, you know, we're here to help. I'm here to help. I mean, I don't have any ill will towards people, especially towards people who seek a change. Now, if you want to sit there and be the same little bitch and same person the whole time and never resolve anything and never be the one to improve and take the proper initiatives, then you got to really know seriously what the fuck you're doing. This could spill over in many different areas, man. You always got to make sure that you do pay attention to the right fucking people. Now, so let's circle back to the very fucking first thing I said. Oh my fucking God, dude. If you've seen the pile of trash out there, dude, it seems like someone just threw it the fuck out. Look like they threw it at the do it like a, what is it, like a, I don't know, it just, it's just fucking strange. I don't know. It's just different. It feels different. But, holy fucking shit, dude. I am stoned. I'm stoned. I'm tired. I'm ready for absolute bed, dude. Today's Tuesday? Already. Can you believe that? It's already Tuesday. We got some solid stuff, solid content for you guys here on this episode of Truth Speech. Back a little early before we normally would be. We were probably going to return on Wednesday, aka tomorrow. But this one suited me fairly well, so I appreciate that. And that is it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Voila, we've done it again. Made it to 500 episodes, spanning a whole decade. Whole fucking decade. From 18 to age 28 now, currently, presently. Holy shit. Has this been a thing of beauty? And there's still more beauty coming, and coming, and coming, and coming like a pussy hole. Yeah, man, I can't. I mean, I didn't mind watching the Adam. I mean, the Lena 22 and the Jason the Kid Love video. I mean, dude, it was leaked. Reddit releases everything on there. You just gotta be strong enough to ditch and get through anything and everything in your way. So pretty much, that's kind of what you're going up against in a way. But our biggest battles are with ourselves in a lot of ways, and there's nothing that could ever triumph over that. We're in a massive battle all the time. We make the choices for ourselves. We make choices we don't want to. Sometimes we make stupid choices or uneducated choices or pressurized choices. And it doesn't warrant a good feeling life for us from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. It all starts in the fucking mirror. You got to look at that shit and imagine it and put yourself in those positions and stuff. But without further ado, as we said, ladies and gentlemen, we are available everywhere you get your shows, your podcast shows. We post all the links for you guys available on Twix, on X, excuse me, formerly known as Twitter. So hop up on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, and be sure to give us some love, ladies and gentlemen. 5-star rating, 5-star review. Tell your friends, tell your girls, tell your family, tell your bad bitches, tell anyone and everyone about True Speech with the King, and have them come join us. I mean, obviously, have them come tune in, have them be a regular fan day by day. We have to work on an agenda. This is an agenda item. I mean, this is something I've been thinking about for a while. I mean, obviously, since we've had episode 500 available, I released a bonus edition of that same episode. Meaning, because I believe there was probably one part of the last episode, the very first, you know, episode 500, that wasn't pushed in all the way. If you know about crimping, so you know what the fuck it is. You know, you gotta, when it comes to wires and stuff like that. But we're available on Spotify podcast. Be sure to stream us exclusively on Spotify for free. iHeartRadio, Apple. If you have an Apple podcast, you use an Apple device, very likely 99.9% you get to message as well. It may not let you, I promise you guys. But we have Instagram as well. GT King. I think I said it backwards. G the King underscore official. I don't know. Dude, I'm so stoned. I can't believe this. But G the King underscore Hernandez. Or G the King underscore. I don't fucking know, man. You know, it's a mystery box, and something happens. Shit happens, and we're available on Threads. So Truth Speech Pod on Instagram, on Threads, and on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. So GT King official on Twitter, and G the King underscore official here, over here on your side, mama. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Truth Speech with the King. Once again, my name is Gary Hernandez. Don't drink and drive. Don't fucking drive. Don't get stoked. Don't get your cock stroke when you're driving. You might get too excited. Don't break your neck while you're trying to look at someone who clearly isn't in you. And break your ribs. I got injured a little bit, but I feel like it is, like it is in life, like all the times. We're just overdoing it. We need to relax and take a better step back and have a more solid approach. If we could have a solid approach to everything, could you believe how fucking unstoppable we would be? It would be tenfold. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times more worse than Cypher. As in control, as you think about Cypher from the Fast and the Furious and stuff, that bitch that caused ultimate hell and stuff like that, dude. It would be absolutely bad. But all right, guys, I promise we will be back sooner rather than later, because we did come a day early, and we will still probably come back at the same time again. We're going to be on episode 502. I can't believe it, dude. 500 episodes. 501 episode. Here we go. But we have all the fucking ass social media. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, rate, review. Tell everyone, your friends, your family. If you have a crush, by all means, that's fucking perfectly fine. I don't know. I don't make the other shop items, but we're gonna have a whole arsenal of truth speech based podcast memorabilia as well, aka like you know, just gear and stuff like that. But until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, safe travels. It's Tuesday, February 25th. I can't fucking believe that this day is already almost underway. And I was gonna say over, but I am goddamn tired, dude. So let me see if I can kick some ass in some Call of Duty. And we will be back sooner rather than later, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
Your place on fire.